So this is a hypnosis session on overcoming anxious triggers using the wise mind. So what I'd like you to do is to make yourself comfortable, uncross your legs and arms, find a comfortable spot for your head, your back, your arms, and your legs. And just take a few moments to focus on your breathing, breathing in nice and deep and slow. In through your nose if that's comfortable for you, or in through your mouth. And then breathing all the way out. Just taking a few moments to come into this moment, into this room, into the moment that we're in. So the first step in conquering any anxious trigger is to turn off the stress response, to replace it with a relaxation response. And you've been working on that using the breathing, the meditation, the hypnosis, and using the cognitive restructuring with the thought forms, identifying the cognitive distortions and changing them. So as you practice this hypnosis today, you can look forward to having more perspective about the anxious thoughts, the anxious triggers, and you'll be better equipped to turn off the anxious response by being able to step out of it, to get separation, to watch it with kindness and compassion without reacting. So it'll be like you'll be able to turn on a relaxation switch. Your mind will less likely chase after that anxious thought, believe it, follow it. It'll become less powerful. So making your shoulders more comfortable, allowing them to drop down as you continue to pay attention to your breath. Allowing your head to sink into the chair, your toes to spread, and your feet to settle and feel more comfortable. Allow your legs to grow heavy and your entire body to feel more at rest, more at peace. Allowing yourself to forget about the sounds you may hear around you, outside of the building, outside of the room. Throughout this session, you'll continue to be aware of some sounds. However, they'll not bother you. Instead, you'll be able to use that awareness of sound to help bring your attention back to your breath. You'll be able to let things unfold during the hypnosis session as they will, without trying to force them or make them happen in any particular way. And now as you allow things to just happen, to let go of the need to control and to analyze, evaluate, you'll find your mind can drift off to a wonderful place. A deep, calm stillness, a peacefulness, and your body will grow more relaxed. So beginning a process of relaxation by simply focusing on your breath more intently. And this can take you deeper into a wonderfully relaxed hypnotic state, bringing a closer, deeper awareness of how comfortable you can be, how easy it can be to produce a deep sensation of relaxation throughout your body. So attending to the space just below your nose, or in the nasal passage if you're breathing in through your nose, or attending to the sensation of the breath passing over the lips if you're breathing through your mouth. Drawing in your breath, each breath, casually, comfortably, slowly. Notice it move all the way in. Feeling your lungs and your chest, noticing the slight expansion all the way down. The ribs are expanding in every direction as you breathe in. You don't need to change anything about how you breathe. Just notice. And as you do, your rhythm of breath, the pace of your breath, the texture of your breath will grow more rhythmic, more relaxed, more calm. Noticing perhaps the temperature of the breath, the movement of the breath as it enters your body, and how the chest expands in all directions. And then exhaling, how everything just simply relaxes, deeper and deeper, drawing in each long, slow, easy, comfortable breath in, really focusing on the space just at the tip of the nose, inside the nasal passage, or the sensation as the breath crosses the lips. Drawing in that nourishing oxygen, imagine it, see it, feel it passing into your body. Filling your lungs as your chest expands in every direction, so rhythmically, so naturally, so easily. And then as you breathe out, just releasing tension and tightness, just letting go. Your shoulders dropping down, your jaw releasing, your eyes relaxing to a comfortable space. Your forehead, the muscles at the corners of your eyes, the muscles in your cheeks and your jaw loosening, relaxing. With every exhalation, just releasing more and more tension, as if you're just blowing it away, expelling it from your body, releasing it and letting go. Not wanting it, not needing it, releasing it intentionally and letting it go. Every long, slow, deep breath in, breathing in that nourishing oxygen, letting every muscle in your forehead, in your head, around your ears, your jaw, your cheeks, down into your neck, just relaxing. And as you exhale, just letting go of any tension, any tightness, noticing your shoulders drop down and relax. Your arms and your hands relaxing. Noticing perhaps the very tips of your fingers. Maybe there's sensations of numbness, tingling, lightness or heaviness, whatever you notice. Just allow yourself to be curious and surprised by the sensations in the very tips of your fingers, in your fingers, the backs of your hands, your palms, really noticing with curiosity and surprise whatever sensations of relaxation are growing within your body, in your fingers, in your hands, in your arms. Just allowing yourself to be curious and surprised. How by just focusing on the wonderful rhythmic nature of your breath, deep relaxation begins to settle in. Your thoughts begin to slow down, and your mind can drift off to your safe, comfortable, happy place. A wonderful place, perhaps a place you've been, a place you'd like to go, imaginary or real. Perhaps like a wonderful beach, a mountaintop, or perhaps something entirely imaginary like floating on a cloud, feeling weightless, not a care in the world. Every long, slow, deep breath in, just focusing all your attention on your breath, moving in, nourishing every muscle and fiber in your body as you breathe in that nourishing oxygen. And then with every exhalation, releasing tightness, tension, releasing worry, releasing anything you don't need in this moment. Enjoying the wonderful sense of relaxation as it develops deeper and deeper inside of yourself. Drifting deep inside of you to find that part of you that knows you're special. And you're in charge of your mind and your body. And whenever your mind drifts off, you can gently bring it back to focusing on your breath. You can bring your mind's attention to the growing sensations of relaxation of your body and of releasing tension and tightness with every breath. And by bringing your attention back repeatedly, kindly, compassionately, you're allowing your mind the opportunity to drift off to your safe, comfortable, happy place. You're allowing yourself the opportunity to drift deep, deep inside, knowing this time is for you to learn how to relax your mind and your body so you can step outside, step away from anxious thoughts, anxious feelings, and observe them with a kindness and compassion, but with a separation and objectivity that'll grow more intensely, more aware. So much so that eventually you'll know, almost as if it's an innate knowledge, that it's simply a thought. It's simply a feeling with no power of its own. That you can step outside of it. You can step away from it and observe it with a kindness and a compassion. And as you do, you can let go of it and it can pass you by like a wind passes you by. A cloud floats by in the sky. A weather system comes and it goes. And it's the same with anxious thoughts and feelings. They'll come and they'll go. And you'll be able to simply watch them as you do out the window of your home, watching the cloud or the weather system pass by. So drawing in a long, slow, comfortable, easy breath, really focusing on the space below your nose, inside your nose or your lips. As you take that wonderfully deep breath in. Feeling your lungs, your ribs expand in every direction. And releasing. Letting go of tension and tightness. Noticing more and more waves of deep relaxation flowing downwards over the top of your head, over your face, your cheeks, your jaw, down over your neck, into your shoulders, down your arms to the very tips of your fingers. Noticing with curiosity and surprise any growing sensations of relaxation you notice. Flowing down over your chest like a wonderful blanket. Over your tummy, your hips. Flowing down over your quads, your shins to the very tips of your toes. Any tension, tightness, worry you no longer want, you no longer need, is expelled with your breath or floats out the tips of your toes, disappearing. Bringing all of your attention to the growing sensations of relaxation in your body, whatever you notice, from the very tips of your fingers, in your fingers, the backs of your hands, your palms, your arms, over your chest, the very tips of your toes, the arches of your feet, the tops of your feet, your whole legs growing more light, heavier, more warm, more numb, tingling, whatever you notice. Just releasing with every exhalation any tension and tightness you no longer need. And drawing in, when you're ready, another long, slow, comfortable breath in. And as you release that breath, really releasing any tension and tightness you no longer want, you no longer need. And taking a moment or two to really enjoy the wonderful growing sensations of relaxation, this soothing and self-regulating natural process of relaxation. And if ever and whenever your mind wanders, just gently, kindly, compassionately bring it back to your breath. Bring it back to noticing the growing sensations of relaxation, noticing the sound of my voice as I guide you into a deeper, relaxed, hypnotic state, gliding safely, easily, deeper and deeper. And in a moment, I'll slowly count from 1 to 5. And as I do, I'd like you to simply take 5 deep breaths, 1 at a time. And as you let each breath out, I want you to simply notice how you sink down into a much more deeply relaxed hypnotic state. So when you're ready, 1, take a deep breath in. Good. And let it go. Let yourself sink deeper and deeper relaxed, enjoying the wonderful growing sense of relaxation more than you did just a few moments ago. Enjoying it more and more, this time just for you. This time for you to really enjoy the wonderful powers of the mind, to relax the mind and relax the body. Enjoying it more and more, noticing more and more growing sensations of relaxation in your body. Enjoying your mind drifting in its safe, comfortable, happy place. Enjoying those images, sensations more and more. Drifting, floating, weightlessness, light or heavy, calm, relaxed, under a soothing blanket of deep calm. Whatever is pleasing, relaxing and comforting for you. Just simply not a care in the world. This time is for you. And 2, another deep breath when you're ready. Good, and let that breath go. Let go of all the tension and tightness. Let go of any thoughts you no longer need. Allow yourself to let go, relax. Just letting go and enjoying more and more this time just for you. To relax, to enjoy a sense of deep peace, a wonderful stillness in the mind, and a deep relaxation in the body. Drifting, floating, comfortably relaxed, cozy, comfortable and safe. Drifting in your wonderfully relaxed, safe place, not a care in the world. And three, when you're ready, take another deep, deep, deep breath in. Good, and let that breath all the way out. Let go of everything but the wonderful comfort you feel in the entire body. And you may be wondering if anything is happening, what is happening. But knowing it truly doesn't matter. All that really matters is you feel more calm, more peace than you did just a few moments ago. All that truly matters is you invite that deep sense of calm into your experience. All that truly matters is you allow yourself to enjoy the experience, to revel in it, to give yourself permission to enjoy the deep sense of calm, the stillness, the quiet. That's all that really matters. And four, take another deep, deep breath in. And let it go. Let yourself drift deeper and deeper. More relaxed, more still, more calm and quiet. Noticing more and more with curiosity and surprise, with enjoyment, the wonderful growing sensations of relaxation flowing over your entire body, deep within you, flowing over top. It's like you're bathed in an ocean of calm, not a care in the world. In a bubble of your own, nothing to bother you, nothing to disturb you. In a safe, comfortable bubble, where your mind can be more relaxed, your body can be more relaxed. And when our mind and our body are relaxed, we can think more clearly. We can see things more clearly. We can tune things into focus more easily. We can understand things. We can show more compassion more readily. We can gain more perspective. Perspective and compassion are critical skills we develop as we learn more and more about ourselves. Perspective and compassion enables us to step outside of ourselves, to see ourselves engaging in old habits, ways of thinking, ways of doing and not doing that make things worse. Unintentionally, of course, but they're familiar and they're habitual. And when they're habitual, they come easily. They're sneaky. But as we gain more perspective, more compassion, We can step outside of this as if we're looking through a window. And we can look through that window at ourselves with compassion, with understanding, but with distance. And we can observe, we can relate, we can understand, but we can also problem solve. We can also strategize. That perspective and that compassion gives us the ability to do things differently. And this is what we gain when we have a calm mind and a calm body. So as you drift deeper and deeper into relaxation, and deeper into hypnosis, you'll tap more and more into your calm mind, your calm body, and you'll gain more and more perspective and more compassion. So five, take another deep, deep breath in. And as you exhale, really let go of any remaining tension and tightness. Really let go of it. Let go of everything and let yourself drift. Let yourself drift deeper and deeper. Enjoying more and more. And in a moment, I'll ask you to take one more deep breath to fill your lungs and your chest with nourishing oxygen. And I'll ask you to hold that breath until I say the words, let go. And when I say the words, let go, you can let that breath out as fast as you can. And as you do, you'll feel yourself sagging limply back. More and more relaxed and a deeper, pleasant hypnotic trance with more perspective and more compassion than you ever thought imaginable. All right, take that very full deep breath in and hold it. And hold it. And hold it. Good, now let it go. Let yourself go deeply relaxed. Letting your whole body sink down, very completely relaxed. And you'll continue to sink deeper and deeper into comfort with every breath you take. Taking a moment to really enjoy the wonderful, relaxing sensations you now experience. Enjoying it more and more. Letting yourself drift. Letting yourself float. And as you continue to drift and float there, enjoying this relaxing, wonderful experience, I want to tell you a few things that are going to be helpful for you to develop greater perspective on these anxious thoughts and feelings, and to develop greater compassion for yourself as you see yourself experiencing anxious thoughts and feelings. So that eventually, with this perspective, with this compassion, you'll get greater separation. Knowing more acutely, more intimately, that they're simply thoughts. They're simply sensations in my body, simply experiences. And that's all. It's just a thought, just a feeling. And you can step away from it as if you're looking through the window at yourself with compassion and kindness. So we all have different parts of ourselves. We have the emotional part of ourselves, and it's an important part. Our emotions can be powerful, they can be informative. But emotions are simply like waves. A wave comes into shore, approaching shore, it crests and recedes. Emotions do the same. They crest and they recede. And there's times where emotions will come like the waves in a storm, one after another, one wave after another. It'll feel like we're in the midst of an emotional storm. However, all emotions, all experiences of emotions come in discrete waves that truly last a fraction of a second each. It's the length of a brief neuronal transmission. The brain fires in fractions of a second, and that's the length of an emotion. Sometimes it feels like it goes on forever, but it's multiple waves coming one after another. And when we can truly slow down the speed of the waves, we gain that emotional mastery. We know they come in discrete waves, and we can slow them down as soon as we notice. An emotion is just a brief neuronal experience. It's nothing more, nothing less. It's not valid on its own. It needs to be observed, looked at, questioned. So emotions can come and go. What bothered you 2 weeks ago, like not getting a job a month ago, even though it felt all-consuming and super powerful then, is now a distant memory. Emotions fade if we let them. Emotions can pass us by like the wind if we let it. However, too often we get attached to our emotions. We sink into our emotions. We let the emotions overwhelm us. And instead, by more immediately recognizing, labeling the emotion, looking at it, questioning it, breathing, and then stepping outside of it, we can let the emotion pass us by. This is the perspective that you've been working to develop. This is the perspective and emotional mastery you've been developing. As you do more breathing, as you have more and more successes, letting the emotions pass you by, seeing them fade, they get briefer, less intense. You get more mastery. So the emotional mind is one part of us. Usually as children, that's a big part of us, is the emotional mind. As we get older, we develop our brains. We develop more of the reasoning mind, the thinking mind. And that starts to come back on board, come on board around eight. It fully develops when we're 25. We get more perspective, more analytical thinking, more critical reasoning skills. This takes time. This takes parenting. This takes practice. So we start out with the emotional mind. We develop that thinking mind over time. And the emotional mind and the thinking mind are both important parts of us. We can have strange thoughts, weird thoughts, unusual thoughts, anxious thoughts, sad thoughts. We can have paranoid thoughts. We can have lots of different kinds of thoughts. Just like emotions, as we mature, as we learn to master them, as we get more and more skills, we learn to question our thoughts as we question our feelings. We learn to understand them, understand what triggered them, take them apart, change them. And this is cognitive mastery. In addition to emotional mastery, we learn to be the master of our thoughts and our feelings. We learn to befriend them, but not to necessarily believe them. To question, to analyze, yes, to validate at times, but to change at other times, we get perspective. And with that perspective, we can look at ourselves through the mirror, through the window, with compassion. Compassion that has understanding for how we came up with that thought, that feeling, how it got so strong, and how we can change it. So those are two parts of ourselves, the emotional mind and the thinking mind. As we develop more and more skill, as we develop more and more perspective, more and more compassion, we develop a third part of ourselves, and that's the wise mind. The wise mind is the growing up part of ourselves. It's the mature, disciplined, self-aware part of ourselves. This takes practice. The wise mind is the part of you that knows you have cognitive and emotional mastery. You have perspective. You understand your feelings, your habits with acceptance, compassion, and kindness. Yes, you work to change them. And you have success. This is the wise mind. It's the strong part of ourselves. The truly compassionate and kind part of ourselves. It's a soft part of ourselves, a knowledgeable part of ourselves, and a determined part of ourselves. It's part of ourselves that knows what's in our best interest, despite what our thoughts and our feelings are trying to trick us into believing. It's the part of ourselves that knows when we need to do the exact opposite to what we feel like doing or what we think we should do. That's the wise part of yourself. The knowing, compassionate, kind, wise part of yourself. The knowledgeable part of yourself. The accepting part of yourself. And when we can be more compassionate, more accepting, we can change with greater ease. There's less conflict, less fight, less resistance. When we can accept ourselves as we are and know where we want to be, there's less resistance to change. So this wise part of yourself is a big part of you. It's also a growing part of you. And as you exercise this part of yourself more and more, it'll get stronger. the wise part of yourself recognizes, while there may be a desire to punish yourself, there may be a thought or a belief you need to punish yourself, to criticize yourself, to deprive yourself. The wise part of yourself, while it knows there might be a part of you that wants to believe familiar anxious thoughts, pay attention to anxious feelings in your body. It knows, the wise part of ourselves knows, that while that thought or feeling may be there, it really knows there is no danger. And there's no benefit to listening to that part of yourself, to listening to those punishing voices, listening to those anxious thoughts, paying attention to those anxious feelings. The wise part of yourself knows to do the opposite. The wise part of yourself knows that even though you may have a feeling of anxiety, there's truly no danger. There's nothing to be afraid of. There is no threat. That's what the wise part of yourself knows. So taking a moment to imagine standing outside of your home on the main floor, looking in your window at yourself. Looking in your window at yourself, but your heart, as you watch, is filled with the most amount of compassion and kindness that would be possible. You're filled with understanding, generosity, kindness, and compassion. As you watch yourself, as the reactive emotional parts of yourself wants to believe those anxious thoughts, as the thinking part of yourself is thinking about those anxious thoughts, stand outside, look in with all the compassion and kindness you can fill your heart with. Watch as the old you believes those anxious thoughts, believes those anxious feelings, focuses on them, watch as they grow more intense, the mind starts to race. The body gets filled with anxiety, tightness, heaviness, sadness, self-loathing, self-criticism. Everything starts to get dark and small and scary. The pain grows deeper. Watch with as much kindness and compassion as you can muster, as you can fill your heart with. Feeling compassion for that person inside with as much care as you would for a good friend, for your husband, for your child, suffering in pain. Seeing as the you inside believes the anxious thoughts, feels the anxious feelings. But as you watch, notice as you watch how there truly is no danger. There truly is no threat. There truly is nothing to be afraid of. It's simply a thought. Yes, a scary thought. It's simply a feeling. Yes, a powerful feeling. But there truly is no threat. See and watch with kindness, with compassion, with forgiveness, with acceptance. Acceptance, knowing that's been a habit, and that the more habits we indulge, the stronger they get. But you're developing new habits, and they'll get stronger. And they'll replace these old habits. So watch with compassion and understanding that it's just simply a habit of believing. It's a habit of focusing. And you can change that habit. Using your wise mind, you can see all the times where you've persisted, where you've overcome, where you've conquered, you've persevered, you've had success, done something or not done something. And yes, even though it causes anxiety, it leads to relief. You had success. Not asking your doctor a particular question, not questioning, using your breathing instead of focusing on the feelings, seeing the anxiety subside, practicing the meditations and hypnosis, feeling more calm. Noticing more and more days, more and more times in those days, with more and more calm. Getting more perspective, getting more understanding, getting and experiencing more success each and every day. Doing more and more fun things even when you don't feel like it. This wise part of yourself is growing. This is your new habit. To see the old habits with compassion and kindness. To see the old feelings with compassion and kindness. But know you have a new path, a new habit, a new skill, a new awareness. You're developing your wise mind. And that wise mind is filled with compassion and kindness, with tolerance and acceptance, with persistence and determination. Think for a moment about those words that the wise mind has been developing, compassion and kindness. Skills and awarenesses you bring to your relationship every day. Skills and awarenesses you bring to your parenting every day. Skills and awarenesses you bring in your relationships with friends and family every day. You possess these skills. And it's just a matter of showing yourself more of the same compassion and kindness. You possess them already. Tolerance and acceptance. You possess these skills, awarenesses and abilities as well, with your husband, with your son, tolerance and acceptance. With your family and friends, tolerance and acceptance of their imperfections, their challenges, their difficulties, their differences, tolerance and acceptance. And you're learning to do the same for yourself. Show yourself more tolerance and acceptance. And as you do, the exact opposite happens. We can embrace change. Once we accept what is, we can work towards change. If instead we criticize, blame, or shame, we stay stuck in it. Once we can accept this is the way it is, right here and right now, that's when we can build a path to change. tolerance and acceptance. Showing yourself some more. And as you look in the window and you see the old you, the old habits of believing and paying attention to anxious thoughts and feelings, the emotional and thinking brain. See the wise you bringing more tolerance and acceptance. This is the way it is right now, and I can build a path to change. Determination and persistence. Determination and persistence. There's times in relationships where we have to be determined to make them work, to push through the tough times. With parents, with friends, with partners, with our children. There's times where we will encounter difficulty, where we need to focus on where we want to get to. And that takes determination and persistence. And so as you look in the window at yourself, see the determination and persistence to get to the place you want to get to a place of greater calm, greater mastery of your emotions, greater mastery of your feelings and your thoughts, greater self-awareness, greater acceptance, determination and persistence to achieve that place of greater calm, greater peace, greater self-acceptance. See your path, see that road. So as you continue to look in that window and you stand back and observe with kindness, compassion, understanding, acceptance, determination, and persistence. Knowing this may not be the way you want it to be right now, but with your determination, with your persistence, as you develop these skills more and more of the wise mind, you will get there. See yourself now bringing more and more of your wise mind to your daily experience. See yourself more and more each and every day, for the rest of today, tomorrow, the next day, next week. See yourself in so many small ways and bigger ways, bringing more of that wise mind to your experience. More compassion and kindness. More understanding and acceptance. More determination and persistence. And then briefly drift ahead to a time in the future that may be challenging for you. One particular time, whatever comes the most immediately to mind. And notice the reactive part of you, that old habit. Wanting, trying, starting to believe those anxious feelings, those feelings bubbling up, those sad, depressive feelings bubbling up, getting stronger. See the thinking part of you focusing on those anxious thoughts, those sad thoughts, The thoughts are getting stronger. The mind is swirling. The reactive and thinking parts of you are bubbling, brewing. See the wise part of you stepping in, coaching those two parts of you. Take a moment as I'm quiet to use your wise mind, your skills and knowledges, your successes you've experienced, to coach the emotional reactive part of yourself, that thinking part of yourself, so that you can engage in more understanding, acceptance, compassion, kindness, determination, and persistence. Take a moment as I'm quiet to see the wise mind coach yourself. See your success, however small, in however way, one step at a time. Enjoy that success. Bring compassion, acceptance, kindness to your success. See your determination, persistence to keep going. Seeing the path where you're headed, seeing the calm and peace you wish to experience. Good. So as you listen to this exercise each and every time, your skills will grow stronger. The more you practice bringing the wise mind, noticing your accomplishment, stepping back and observing, the wise mind will get stronger. And each and every time you practice, you'll notice yourself going deeper and deeper, and the benefits lasting longer and longer. So much so that they'll come to you more automatically, more easily, more readily. The wise mind will step in, observe with compassion and kindness, understanding and acceptance. Determination will grow deeper, persistence will grow stronger. A wise mind is getting stronger. And you'll be pleasantly surprised how it influences you each and every day throughout the day as you go about your business. So now it is time to awaken and come back to the room around you. And in a moment, I'll count from 1 to 5. And as I do, I want you to simply notice how you awaken a little bit more with each number I say. Gradually, at the count of 5, coming back to the room around you with a deep sense of calm and a deep sense of compassion and kindness you take with you throughout the rest of the day and into the days to come. So 1. And 2, noticing more and more the sounds around. And 3, wiggling your fingers and toes. noticing more and more the sounds outside. And four, coming back more to the room around you. And five, when you're ready, you can return to the room, open your eyes, taking your time.